A team of reporters from the Arizona Republic sat in on dozens of juvenile court cases earlier this year and reported significant discrepancies in courtroom procedures, some that left families confused about their rights and what to expect next. Now, some judges appear to be tightening up practices intended to balance public transparency with children's privacy. Mary Jo Pitzel covers child welfare issues for the Arizona Republic and has been observing what's gone on in these courtrooms, and she's here now. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Morning.
So let's start with what has changed since your team's story about these kind of inconsistencies in the juvenile courts was published.
Our story was published in late July, and the first week of August, I had to be in a juvenile courtroom for a story that I'm pursuing, and sat there, and the judge read this warning, which is called an admonition, word for word. And I thought, ooh, you know, somebody, I don't know, read our paper, read it online. But, you know, one incident doesn't prove anything. A couple weeks later, I had the chance to interview the new presiding judge of the juvenile court here in Maricopa County and asked him about it. And he said, oh, yeah, I sent out a memo, attached the admonition to it, and just suggested that they should, you know, really read this. I mean, it is required by law.
Right. So this is a law. Let's talk about what's in this admonition. This is about children's privacy in these cases,
right,
basically.
It's a way to try to thread the needle between being open but protecting kids' privacy. So you cannot, people are admonished that they cannot release any personally identifiable information. And they give it gives some examples like, you know, name and address, tribal enrollment number, your place of employment if you're a parent, you know, something that would let anybody sort of point, track down that kid or that family. But it allows, at least as we reporters have pushed for, like, an explanation of, like, well, then what can be reported, what is not personally identifying. It's sort of the larger circumstances of a case, which in general is what we're concerned about. I mean, we sort of want to know the issue, the name of the child, although it's always good to name people in stories, but we don't name children who are victims of abuse and neglect. So that's what's in the admonition, is like, well, be careful, don't identify the child or their parents specifically, and everything will therefore can proceed on the record.
Now, Mary Jo, let's come back to the admonition specifically and how judges utilize it or don't, because it seems as though based on the law, yes, we should be hearing this from all judges, and yet there does seem to be a flexibility to some extent as far as how judges control their own courtrooms. Is that something you're going to keep looking into? How much does that come into play on this? Because it seems as though, again, we should expect the law to be followed the same way, but it hasn't been.
No, I mean, you know, so what I did is I also reached out to a bunch of attorneys I know who are in court a lot, and it was pretty overwhelming, the number of attorneys that got back and said, oh, yeah, they're reading it, they're reading it. One judge in the Southeast Valley said he even had it printed up in Spanish. Now, it's printed and it's posted. I don't think he's reading it in Spanish, but they're giving it a higher profile. So we'll see. I mean, you know, a lot of reporters don't spend a lot of time in juvenile court. You know, usually those courtrooms, it's not like the Jody Arias trial. but, you know, I go there routinely for my work. So check back with me in about 6 months and we'll see how things are going.
And not every judge is making these changes at this point, like you say. But what is your hope here? Like, what is the goal and the importance of reminding people about children's privacy in these cases?
A lot of it, we want to just raise the profile of the role of the courts in the child welfare system. You know, a lot of the focus is, of course, on the Department of Child Safety because they're the ones that remove the child or that work with the family. But the ultimate decisions are made in court, and it's important that the public understand that they have a role to play. They can be there in court and they can observe and talk about it as long as they don't name little Johnny and his parents.
Okay. That's Mary Jo Pitzel with the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, thanks as always for coming in.
You bet.